Ever find yourself wondering, like, how do some people just have these rocket ship careers? Like, they just take off and you're like, what's the secret? What are they doing?
That's the special sauce.
So that's what we're trying to figure out today with someone who I think has done a great job in their career so far,
absolutely,
and we can glean some information from. So we are diving into the career journey of Gunawan Lumban Jail. He is a lead data scientist at Home Credit Indonesia.
Awesome.
And we're going to figure out how we can use what he's done to benefit our own careers, no matter what field we're in.
And I think what's so fascinating about this particular deep dive is that the principles that we can glean from Jail's story are surprisingly, like, no matter your field, there's some really good stuff in
It's
here.
like reverse engineering, right?
It is. It is. It's really cool.
That's a good way to put it.
So to kick things off, his resume is basically a highlight reel of achievements, like right from the get-go. So he was a top performer during his data scientist trainee program. Now, I don't know if you've ever been through one of those. They have a bunch of people in there and
And they got a pick.
got to pick, right? There were 10 candidates in his, and he was chosen as the top performer.
That's got to make an impact
That's got to make an impact quickly.
early on.
Early, right.
Absolutely.
What do you think? Is it really all about those first few years?
I think it's huge. I mean, if you think about it like this, like early career performance is the foundation of your career skyscraper, right? So if you don't lay a good foundation, it's going to be really tough to build up, right? And so those early wins that you have, they build credibility, they showcase your potential, and they really become the launching pad for everything else that comes next. So if I were to give advice to our listeners, it would be, how can you exceed expectations in your current role? Volunteer for that stretch project that no one wants to do, right? Be a person that raises their hand and says, I'll take that on, even if it's outside of, your normal 9 to 5. Those are the things that are going to get you noticed, and that's what's going to help you lay that foundation.
I love that. So, like, you're building that base.
You got to build the base. You got to build the base.
I could have good
You
base.
can't you can't build you can't build a skyscraper on sand.
And he didn't stop there. This is the thing. So in 4 short years, he went from trainee to lead data scientist.
That's quick.
That's a climb.
That's a steep climb.
That is a climb. That's awesome. And on top of that, he got a Global DNA Award nomination for digital savviness,
Which,
which
by the way,
is a big deal.
in a large global company like Home Credit, that is no small feat. So the fact that he was even nominated for that,
Speaks volumes, I think,
there you go.
to the point that you're making. Early performance matters, visibility matters, recognition matters. You can be doing stellar work, but if no one knows about it, it's like it didn't happen.
It's true.
So you got to make sure that you're doing good work and you're getting that recognition for it.
Let your light shine,
That's right.
kind of a thing, in a way that is concrete,
That's right.
and actually moves.
And actually contributes to your growth.
So let's dive into some of the specifics of
Okay.
what he actually did to achieve that,
Got
right?
it.
So we're going to be looking at projects,
Okay.
and his resume
Okay.
is chock full of them.
I love it. I love a resume that's just got a lot of really cool, meaty projects. So I'm excited to dig in.
Me too, me too. And it just shows also the breadth of work that a data scientist can do,
Yes, absolutely.
even in like a specific industry like finance can do.
For sure.
So let's start out with one called the Big Data Scorecard Project. And this is where I think it gets really interesting for our listeners who are data people out
We're
there.
data heads.
So he was working with big data and using tools like Hadoop and PySpark.
And for those of you who may not know what those are like the heavy lifters in the data world, right? Like when you're talking about massive data sets and how do you wrangle those? How do you analyze those? That's where Hadoop and PySpark come in, right? So the fact that he's using these tools already, this is early in his career, tells me that
He was all about it.
he was all about it,
He improved the model's performance by 3 Joomla points, which might
That's
sound
the
like
layperson.
gibberish,
They're like, what is the Gingerny point?
What is that? But this is actually a big deal.
It's a big deal. And I think the easiest way to understand this is that it's essentially a measure of how accurately the model is predicting outcomes.
Okay.
So if you improve it by 3 points,
yeah,
you're talking about significantly better predictions.
Okay. Yeah.
Which in a business context,
yeah,
can mean huge wins for the company.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So
especially with something, especially in something like credit scoring.
Yeah.
That's a huge win.
Yeah.
So yeah, 3 genie points is nothing to sneeze at.
And see, that's what I'm saying, is one thing to be like, I improved it.
Right.
But when you can quantify it, yeah, then it's like, okay, I get what you're...
I see. I see what you did there. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And as if that wasn't enough.
Okay.
He also figured out a way to speed up the inference time by 1.8. So it's working almost twice as fast.
Which, when you're dealing with, you know, these real-time decisions, these large volumes of data that can make or break a business...
Right.
That's huge.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's huge. So yeah, he's not just building a better model.
He's right.
He's building a model that runs more efficiently.
It's like he's found a way to make the system itself smarter.
Yes. Yes. Work smarter, not harder.
Work smarter, not harder. I like that.
There you go.
Okay, so let's switch gears to a completely different project. Topic modeling for HR.
Ooh, interesting. Okay.
What I like about this is that he took his talents outside of just finance. Okay. It wasn't just like...
So he didn't just stay in his lane.
Yeah.
He was like, okay, cool. I can apply these skills elsewhere.
Exactly.
Interesting.
And I think there's a lesson in there for everybody.
Totally.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't be afraid to branch out.
Apply your skills to different contexts. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good takeaway for sure.
So in this one, he analyzed exit interview feedback to find hidden themes and trends.
Okay.
And he achieved a 71% accuracy with the BERT topic model.
Okay, now the BERT topic model, just for those who may not be familiar.
Yeah, what is that?
It sounds scary.
Yeah.
But it's essentially a way to use machine learning to group similar pieces of text together.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
So you can imagine if you have tons and tons of exit interviews.
Yeah.
Someone doesn't have to read through all of those.
That's a lot of data.
It's a lot of data.
Right.
And they're probably saying the same things over and over again.
Right.
So this is a way to kind of surface the key themes, the key topics, the sentiments very quickly. Very, very useful.
Yeah. And it gives HR like a superpower.
It does. It's like giving them X-ray vision into the employee experience, right?
Yeah.
Like, what are people actually saying when they walk out the door?
And at scale.
And at scale. Yes, absolutely. Because again, you don't have humans reading through all this stuff.
Right.
The machine is doing it for you and surfacing what's important.
Right, right.
Very cool.
It's like giving HR a superpower, right? Yeah. The ability to actually hear what employees are saying at scale.
Exactly. And not just hear it, but analyze it in a way that can drive meaningful action.
Yeah.
Now, if we look at another one of Jail's projects, speech to text in Indonesian, we see yet another example of him pushing boundaries.
This one really jumped out at me, too. I mean, developing speech recognition technology is no walk in the park, right?
It's incredibly difficult.
Yeah.
Very, very specialized.
Especially when you're talking about a language like Indonesian.
Oh, yeah.
Which is complex.
Very nuanced language. You're absolutely right. It's a highly specialized field within AI. And Jail achieved some impressive results. He achieved an 18% word error rate using advanced techniques like transfer learning.
Okay, so transfer learning, that's a new one for me. Like, break that down. What does that even mean?
Yeah, so imagine you're teaching a computer to recognize cats in pictures.
Right.
So you show it thousands and thousands of cat photos.
Mm-hmm.
And it learns to identify the patterns.
Right.
The shapes, the kind of defining features of a cat.
Mm-hmm.
Transfer learning takes that a step further and says, okay, we've got this model now that knows how to recognize cats.
Okay.
Can we apply that same model, that same knowledge, to a new but related task like recognizing dogs?
Oh, interesting.
So you're basically leveraging that existing knowledge.
Got it. So you're kind of like you're speeding up the learning in a way.
Exactly. You're transferring the knowledge. So in Jail's case, he likely used these pre-trained models for speech recognition and then fine-tune them for Indonesian, which is a very effective technique. It shows that he's not just keeping up with the latest advancements, but he's actually using them.
Putting them into practice.
To solve real-world problems.
Which I'm guessing looks really good on a resume.
You bet it does. Shows initiative, a willingness to learn, the ability to apply cutting-edge techniques.
Yeah.
But here's the thing that I find really compelling about his career journey.
Okay.
It's not just about the technical wins.
Whoa, okay. What else is there?
Right. Like, the guy clearly has the technical chops, But he also seems to understand that that's not enough.
Oh, interesting.
You've also got to be able to share that knowledge, bring others along.
Okay.
Make those complex concepts accessible.
Yeah.
Not just to the other data geeks in the room.
So we're talking like soft skills here.
Yeah.
Communication, collaboration, mentorship.
All the things that help you connect with people.
Right.
Build a strong network.
Yes.
Those are essential. And he seems to have really taken that to heart. For example, he didn't just build these amazing models in isolation. He was actively engaged in knowledge sharing, in training within his company.
Mm-hmm.
He even traveled to the company headquarters in Prague to conduct knowledge sharing sessions.
Wow. Okay. So he's like going global.
Talk about global impact.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
And again, it speaks volumes about his ability to communicate these complex ideas to diverse audiences.
Yeah.
Potentially even across language barriers.
Yeah. And you have to do it in a way that makes sense to them, right?
100%. Like you can't just...
You got to meet people where they are.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't just be like... Here's this complex model.
And I think that's a skill, too, to be able to do that.
No,
right?
Absolutely.
Like, because we were talking about how important those presentations are.
Yeah.
But if you can't get the message across in a way that...
Right. It doesn't matter how brilliant you are.
Yeah.
If you can't communicate it.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah. And especially...
And he presented
to C-level executives.
To C-level.
Which, let's be honest... A whole different ballgame.
Completely.
Than presenting to, you know, your peers.
Right? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So the fact that he was able to do that successfully.
I think says a lot about his communication skills.
Because you're speaking their language, right? It's not a technical language.
It's about understanding what are those business needs?
Right.
What are the pain points?
Yeah.
And how can I connect my work to that bigger picture?
And then also, he took the time to train HR analysts.
Yes.
On how to actually use topic modeling. So he wasn't
hoarding the knowledge.
No, he was sharing it.
He was empowering others to use these same techniques.
And that to me says a lot about someone.
Yeah.
When they're willing to do that.
It really does. It shows that they understand the bigger picture.
Right.
Right? Because when you help others grow and develop, it not only benefits them.
Right.
But it also reflects really well on you.
It comes back, right?
It comes back. It's that whole lifting as you climb.
Yeah.
Kind of philosophy, right? You're building a strong network.
Yeah.
You're fostering this culture of learning.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, you're making a bigger impact than you ever could alone.
You know, as we're talking about all this,
yeah.
It's making me think
yeah.
that he's really good at like creating a story.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
100%. Like your career is not just something that happens to you.
Right.
It's something you actually create. No. You have to kind of own that narrative.
And be intentional about it.
Be so intentional about it. And I think that's something that a lot of people, especially early in their careers, they don't think about. They're just kind of like heads down doing the work.
Right.
Which is important.
Yeah.
But are you thinking about how you're presenting that work?
Right.
Both online and offline.
So it's both.
It's both, yeah.
Right.
It's like, think about building your digital footprint,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, Jail's resume, it wasn't just like,
yeah.
here's
yeah.
you know where I've worked, here are my job titles.
Right.
It's like, no, this is a story
yeah.
of continuous learning,
mm-hmm.
of pushing boundaries,
yeah.
of delivering tangible results.
And so how do we do that? How do we figure out what story we're trying to tell?
It starts with knowing yourself,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, what are the key skills and experiences
yeah.
that make you stand out.
Mm-hmm.
What are you really good at?
Mm-hmm.
What are you passionate about?
Yeah.
And then how can you highlight those in a way that's clear, concise, compelling?
Yeah. And in a way that other people can understand.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like the difference between, you know, baking a delicious cake and then just like throwing it on the counter
yeah.
versus like
right.
taking the time to frost it beautifully, put it on this amazing platter, and then present it. You know, it's like...
Presentation.
It's a presentation.
Yeah.
You've got to package yourself
right.
in a way that's appealing.
This has been awesome. We went from a career path to
yeah.
like these universal principles.
Yeah, it's been fun to kind of break down his story.
So what's the one thing you want our listeners to walk away with today?
I think the biggest takeaway is you... are in the driver's seat of your career.
Okay.
You have the power to shape the narrative, to develop those in-demand skills, to build a strong network, and ultimately make a real impact. Don't wait for it to happen. Go get it.
Go get it. Create your own opportunities.
I love that. So listeners, what's one small step
mm-hmm.
you can take today.
Yeah.
To start writing your own success story. Could be learning a new skill.
Totally.
Could be connecting with someone on LinkedIn.
Could be applying for that job that you've been too scared to apply for.
What challenge are you going to embrace?
Love it.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning,
yeah,
and keep diving deep.